Coach, I got to ask you, what an interesting blend of the 53-man roster. You got the 3 10-year guys like a Derek Johnson or a Alex Smith, but almost 40% of your guys are first or second year guys. What about that blend?
Yeah, we're young, for sure. I like that blend, though. I like the opportunity that it gives those senior veteran players that chance to help coach and mold those young players. Those are good guys that you mentioned. So they'll be great mentors for those young guys. The young guys just need to keep their eyes open, ears open, and learn. And so I think that group is that way. The young group, I'm saying. I think they're wired that way.
And how talented is that young group? You got 9 rookies on this team, including 3 free agents.
No, we do. And you look at the 6 picks that we had. You got to tip your hat to Doris and his crew there. Picking the right guys and then picking some guys up in the free agent market there. I'm saying the college free agent market that have a chance to contribute. And so I'm okay with that. I'm okay with playing young players. There's nothing wrong with that. They got to grow up fast. They got a tremendous amount of reps in St. Joe during camp. And now they're just kind of getting their legs back and getting ready to go against Tennessee.
Ask about your quarterback. How much is he raring to go? And in his second year in your system, what are the expectations for Alex Smith?
We just expect Alex to be Alex. Try to keep it as simple as you possibly can. You sit there and you overload the guy and then you can't function, right? I mean, there's no position in the National Football League that expectation and reality get thrown out of whack. You can sit there and you go, well, you're supposed to complete every ball. Well, that's not real, right? That's not how that thing works. So I just want him to be him. That's plenty good. And we've added a few things here and there for him. Remember, he's the first guy in and the last guy out. He works his tail off, and that's why all the players are hooping and hollering in a positive way for him over this contract, because that's how he handles himself. I mean, he commands that respect.
Defense overall, let's start back to front. Where your secondary is going into the season?
Secondary is a blend of young guys. Eric Berry's kind of keeping it all together. He and Abdullah, they're working that son of a gun, making sure everybody's lined up and doing the right thing. Parker and Cooper are young guys. Chris Owens has got a little experience, as a Smith. I mean, Smith's been around, he's been around a bit too. So, but they're all rotating in. They've all got their role within the defense. They're all tough and they all can run, and that's a good thing. So that's how we're rolling. And the best part I like about them is they love to play the game. So when it's time to go, they're ready to roll for you.
A lot of expectations from your front 7. Look like it's vastly improved. What about that crew going into the year?
Yeah, well, I always tell you that defensive line, offensive line in particular, on both fronts, they better play well, right? If you're going to have success in the National Football League, those two groups need to feel that responsibility. Now, we've got on that defensive front, we have some legitimate football players right there that love to play the game. I mean, I get excited just talking about them. They come to work every day. They're a tight group. You look at DJ, and he's been in this thing forever. He acts like every day he's 20. I tell Tomba, I had a 1 on there, so I go, it's a 911 call, and when Tomba lines up. So, and Houston, he's unbelievable right now the way he's playing. He's taking a bigger leadership role. He's kind of the young guy in that group. And now you see him stepping up and taking on that leadership role. It's kind of a fun thing to watch.
You unlock the doors to Arrowhead for real now. I mean, Andy's anchor at the 39th parallel.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I love bringing people into Arrowhead. When they say it rocks, no place rocks like Arrowhead. I've been to all of them. And when the ground can shake in a massive stadium, it normally happens 2 ways, either by an earthquake or by the fans at Arrowhead. And we're lucky to play there.